Mr. Lenny White doing one of his solo projects here. Lenny White, the drummer with Return to Forever. This is from his album Big City. Helping us look into the future. I want to let you know something too, as we look into the present. Something that I am truly excited about, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, the options are in full play. 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB, is where you can tune in each day to hear Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Monday through Friday from 1 until 2 p.m., Saturdays from 1 until 3 p.m., Sundays from 1 until 3 p.m. As many of you know, as many of you already know, you can always catch us online at your convenience. You can listen online at your convenience by going to speakingwith.com, clicking on, actually, three quick clicks. You see the category, listen online at your convenience. That's the first link that you'll click on. You see a list of guests and topics come up. Click on the name of the guest or topic that you want to hear. Then just click on the segment that you want to hear. Most of those are going to have four segments. As you pull it up, you're going to usually see four segments at a time. Click on the segment you want to hear. If you want to, and it helps you keep up with where you are. You may want to listen to one entire segment and say, okay, I'm going to come back and catch those last three segments tomorrow at 7:30. They'll be there. No cost. Three quick clicks. The first one, the link, listen online at your convenience. The second one, the name of the guest or topic of interest. The third one, the segment that you're listening to. Boom, and you're hearing. Now, this is why I'm especially excited, though. The site is now also optimized for mobile phone use. That's right. So now you can easily navigate the site with your smartphone. Checking out the week's guests and topics. Listening online at your convenience. Learning about the program is all there, optimized for smartphone use. I tell you what. I apologize that it took me so long to get that done. Finally got it figured out, and it is done. It is ready for you. So, smartphones, pads, laptops, desktops, radio. You can catch speakingwith.com. Now, speaking of catching it, Power Friday this week, one of the topics we're going to explore is the power and the necessity of forgiveness. On Saturday, I want you to join me for two topics. Actually, we're going to have more than two. But two of the topics we're going to be looking into this Saturday include marriage and happiness, the connection between marriage and happiness. And then secondly, I want us to begin to hear from America's Muslims. Yes, America's Muslims. I want us to listen, find out what America's Muslims have to say about where they are in the world, what their challenges are, what their aspirations are, what their concerns are. Are Muslims human like all other Homo sapiens? Let's give them a chance to answer that question for themselves. Now, this Saturday, you won't be hearing the voices of Muslims, but you'll hear what they've had to say based on surveys that they've responded to. And so we'll be indirectly hearing from Muslims for now. And again, American Muslims, how are you doing with regards to your inward responses, your thought processes about Muslims in general and American Muslims in particular? Let's begin to have a discussion about that. All right. That's this Saturday. You can go to speakingwith.com, check out this week's guests and topics, and you will have the listing of those guests and topics for the week. All right. When it comes to jobs, of course, we need to be thinking about wages too, which is part of the reason that I want us to really be thinking about this. Because as jobs go, and when I say as they go, I mean as they go away, then salaries and wages go too. Because remember now, they're talking about replacing humans with robots. The jobs will still be there. The need to have people do this work or to have the work done will still be there. They're just going to have more robots doing the work instead of having humans continue to do all of the work. 6% of Americans report that they have already been impacted by automation in the form of lost jobs and or lost wages. Now, check this out. You know that because of this, stress is going to be going sky high. Think about, try to just kind of gauge, even if it's just in a general way, where the stress level was for America, for Americans. And like I said, this is happening all around the world. Everything that's happening in America when it comes to stressing humans out is happening all over the world. That's what the Arab Spring was all about. That's what the uprising in Italy was all about. Jobs going away, wages going away, people being stressed out because of the way the economy is being handled by so many. And so you think about, compare the stress level. Think about what it may have been. I mean, even if we can't say it was at such and such a percent, even if we can't say on a scale of 1 to 10, it was at 4.5 30 years ago. Just kind of try to picture where you think the stress level for the nation may have been 30 years ago. Compare where it may have been 30 years ago to where it may have been 20 years ago. And then compare where it was, where it may have been 20 years ago to where it is today. And think about the manifestations of that stress, how people are acting out their stress today compared to how they were acting it out 20 years ago. And then try to just imagine where the stress level may be 10 years from now, 15 years from now, and how people may be exhibiting their stress, playing it out, acting it out. And think about this now. At a time when we will be needing more and more counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists to help more and more people work through the very causes of their stressors, their distress, the drama in their lives. It is already being worked out so that we're going to have less and less contact with humans to help us work through all of that. The works are already in place to have artificial beings sit down with us on the chair or on the sofa and help us talk through our stressful lives. Will you be okay with that? Some people are more comfortable about the idea of sharing their most intimate concerns, thoughts, etc., with artificial intelligence than with human beings. But what about this? We know that human beings are required to take notes. They're required to record. They need to record the sessions, partly for their memory's sake, so that they can refer back to their notes, know what was going on, recall what was going on, help them move forward with the counseling, but also to protect themselves in the case of legal jeopardy. You suppose the recording process will go away when artificial beings, artificial intelligence, AI beings are the ones doing the counseling? So how secret, confidential, will our most intimate details of our lives be then? Much of the survey that Pew did focuses on possible future impacts of automation, but a minority of Americans are already being impacted by the technologies in their own jobs and careers, despite the fact that many are saying, "Won't happen in my lifetime, I won't be affected." Specifically, though, 2% of Americans report that they have ever personally lost a job because their employers replaced their positions with a machine or a computer program. Another 5% report that they have ever had their pay or their hours reduced because of automation. No question that a lot of people are seeing their hours reduced. We're having more part-time work provided rather than full-time work. Taken together, though, it works out to 6% of U.S. adults who report having been impacted by workforce automation in one or both of these ways. The youngest adults, ages 18 to 24, are among the groups most likely to have been personally impacted by workforce automation. When we come back, let's hear some more from automation as we hear the voice of Sophia again.